Sì, conosci che ci sta cercando di paura, fatto vedere
domanda che
dai,
io mi
si
faccio
rara,
quando
qui
una coppia.
occupato fino a fianco, guarda come ti ricordo,
Cresce.
All glorious assembly which is all glorious Sisigurusi Gauranga Hadinam Prabhu Kijai Amam Vishnu Padre Krishna Kijai Vajrasana Krishna Shigaura Karana Shakti Swayam Rupa Kadama Vipadati Swayam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Nam Prabhu Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridasa Kuru Ki Jai Hare Krishna. Yes, Padesham Prabhu, please repeat your question because that is the focus for today.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, should I repeat my question? Should I repeat
yes.
my question?
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Maharaj, I was asking, when we chant the holy name, you know, sometimes we may not be dozing and the mind also may not be distracted. Mind is not distracted by anything else and there is no dozing at the same time. When we are chanting, should we see the words Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, two words? Because I learned it from the book Art of Chanting Hare Krishna by His Holiness Mahanidhi Swami Maharaj. In that book, he says that Gaur Kishordas Babaji had one stone engraved with these two words, you know, and he would see it and chant. Sometimes he even did Abhishek of that stone where the holy name was engraved. After I read that, then I started taking it very seriously and I begin my chanting like that. In the eye of the mind, the words, and then gradually try to hear over a period of time. Is that practice bona fide, authentic? I wanted to know.
Any process given by our acharyas are bona fide. Our acharyas are perfect. That's why they are called acharyas. They are perfect. And the system which they propound is bona fide. And if we follow that, we will become successful, like themselves. So, if we engage ourselves, like I've seen also in your temple, many devotees, they have the mantra written, like you quoted the Gaur Kishordas, written by Mahanidhi Swami. So the mantra is written and we are written and we are looking at it one by one. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is bona fide. Some people, they recommend having the form of Radha Samasunda, Radha Krishna in the mind. Some people recommend having Guru Nitai form in the mind. Some people recommend hearing the pastimes of the Lord. So there are many recommendations like this. All are bona fide. Anything which will help us to focus. This is our yardstick in judging everything in our system. Anything which help our Christian consciousness should be accepted. Anything given by anybody. And it cannot be given by someone who is less than anybody. Something which will help us in Christian consciousness. So it should be accepted. All the processes should be accepted, provided they are helping our Christian consciousness. They give us attachment for chanting the name. But in addition to all this, I will tell you something. Because that is where we are going. We want to achieve the perfection of our chanting. Therefore, all the necessary things that we need to do has to be clearly understood. And when we understand them properly and fully absorb ourselves in that, then the success will come. So I will tell you the truth. Because it is required. For anyone, that is where we are going today. For anyone to be successful in hearing the name completely, blissfully, and focus on that throughout the 16 rounds or the number of rounds that we have to chant. For anyone to successfully, without the mind go anywhere, without any distraction, without being attached to anything, for anyone to succeed in doing this, it is not by our strength. It is not by our strength. It is not by our strength. This is where we ended last time. Sadhu. Service to a sadhu with the full attention. Without this, it is not possible. We mentioned the other day, Namabhas, you don't need guru. Namabhas. For Premnam, for Bhavanam, and for Shoot now, you need a guru. Compulsory. Namabhas can give anything, but it can never give prem. So while we are doing so many things, you shouldn't forget sadhu. Sadhu's blessing. How do we get Sadhu's blessing? We serve him without personal motivation, personal interest. No personal interest. Second thing we have to put in place. We should constantly hear the glories of the name. We become attached to something in this world by hearing. Anything. Everything. And the demons are forcing us to buy so many things which we don't need through hearing. Advertisements. So many things we don't need are imposed upon us. And we are foolishly blind because we have been pumped with the negative energy of buying, consuming society. By the consuming society. Suppose we turn this consuming attitude towards the Holy Name. If you turn our attitude towards the Holy Name, we must constantly hear the glories of the name. Also, we cannot successfully change the Holy Name if we don't constantly pray to Hare Dasa. We must pray to Haridas. This is recommended by Jagadananda Pandit. Jagadananda Pandit. In other words, we need surrender. We need the attitude of surrendering. We should culture the attitude of surrender. To surrender to Krishna, surrender to the Holy Name, we surrender to the Sahib, the spiritual master. Surrender, the attitude of surrender. Chanting the name is not a mechanical thing. It's a process. So we need the blessings of our chariots. So before we begin our chanting, we must offer our respectful obeisances to the spiritual master. To the six Goswamis. To Tulsi Devi. So the Prabhupada is there. We are not missing. Prabhupada is there with all our acharyas. Mentally invoke their presence to help us chant the name. That means we have to pray. Prayer. My Lord. My Lord. Harinam Prabhu, please be merciful to me. Be merciful. I beg you, please be merciful. We can follow all the recommendations. We can follow all the recommendations of the scripture given by our charity. We can follow them and we should follow them very carefully. Please, we should take this understanding. We should follow them very carefully. Still, the name will descend when Krishna wants. When the sadhus are pleased with us. That is why we should surrender to them. We should surrender. We know what it means to surrender to someone. Surrender means one cannot surrender to somebody if our ego is not controlled, if our ego is not tuned down. We have to tune our ego down. How does ego manifest? I and mine. I and mine. This is what surrender means. This is the meaning, surrender. I and mine attitude is removed. If you maintain this I and mine attitude, a name will not come. We can follow all the scriptural recommendations perfectly explained to us by our acharyas. Attitude. The attitude of surrender is the key the attitude of surrender. Our acharyas have told us many times that chanting can go for million lifetimes. Why? This principal ingredient, the attitude of surrender. And the other day we mentioned how we should be prayerful. Prayerful. We are begging. We are begging. You see, when we beg, our attitudes are considered. We are begging for something. Our attitude of begging is considered. We saw how Hirakasipu was begging Brahma for benediction, full of pride. We also saw how Saratan Goswami, Rupa Goswami were begging Sri Chaitanya for blessing, no pride. And Chaitanya said, "You are breaking my heart. You are melting my heart with your humility." Look. Lord Brahma didn't tell Hirakasipu, "You are melting my heart." Didn't tell him the attitude. Is a key. If we want to chant the pure name, which is our desire, it's our goal, to chant the pure name. It is a pure name that Krishna enjoys. Krishna enjoys a pure name because his name. And when that is chanted, Krishna sits with you to hear his name because it's sweet. So we are looking at this quality of the attitude of surrender, which is also there. In our prayer to the Lord is looking at our attitude. They are praying to me, but what is in their mind? How are we going to deal with everything after our prayer? How are we going to deal with everything after our prayer? What are we going to do? What is our action after prayer? We can attend all seminars. Yes, we should do. And they are unlimited seminars given by powerful, powerful devotees who are speaking so much wonderful knowledge about the Holy Name. There are many. Unlimited. The main thing is our attitude of surrender to Krishna, to surrender to Guru, to surrender to the sadhus, to surrender to the name. If that is not there, the seminars are simply information. We are getting a lot of information. We should pray from the heart, like a destitute. That is the mood we see is the Bhakti Thakura. He's actually like that of a destitute. Just look at me. What sin have I not committed in my life? What sin have I not committed? Which one? Not just 1 billion times I have done all. This is my shameful situation. How can I stand to share this with you? But I have to do it to let you know my position. So you know. You know, just taking bead and some devotee would drop a bead in Radha Kund, would drop a bead in Shama Kund, would drop a bead in Brinda Kund, would drop a bead. It's okay. It's not a bead that is going to chant. It is you who is going to chant. You are going to chant. It's not a bead that is going to chant for you. It is you who is going to chant. So it is your attitude of chanting that matters. When the spiritual master gives us the bead, he has given us Krishna. It's not just the bead. The bead is given with the name. So it has given us Krishna. How do we handle the Krishna which is given to us? It is not dropping in Shama Kund, Radha Kund, or Brinda Kund, or Saravas, all the Saravaras. Everything has a technique in applying. And by following that, then things will start to unfold. It is not about the years for chanting. Not even about the position we have been chanting. The name is fully independent. That's the nature of the name. Fully independent. So when the name sees our attitude, our approach, and see our eagerness, ready for me? There's nothing in between us and the name. Nothing in between. We have been talking about cell phone. No cell phone in between. No management in between. There's no management, there's no meeting in between. All are distractions. All these things are distractions. When one have taken full shelter of the name in full surrender, we should know that everything we're doing it is known by Krishna and Krishna's pure devotees. Everything. So Krishna is sitting there in the heart. It's for what? I know Manta Bhadra Star. He sees everything everyone is doing, and he knows the intention behind everything that we do. The heart will melt by the potency of the holy name when the name sees our attitude. The endeavor we are making, the endeavor. Try to avoid the offenses. We try to keep all unnecessary things away. It's endeavor. We have to design the favorable time. All this is endeavor. Want to chant in the appropriate time, the time which is conducive for chanting. The holy name of Krishna can be chanted 24 hours. It's not 14, 24 hours, non-stop. There's no fault in that. Yet, a favorable time that we can have a better concentration, which will lead us throughout other times, is the morning. So while we're doing our preaching, we should consider how my japa is going to be tomorrow morning. In all our activities, we should consider how my preparation for tomorrow japa, in everything we do. So we arrange ourselves in such a way that our job tomorrow is in a good condition. The body is supporting. The senses are supporting. The senses are supporting if you don't irritate them, if you agitate them before the job. We don't keep unnecessary things around. If you want to have a healthy life, then you don't keep garbage in the room. All the garbages are kept out. That's why we constantly clean, so that we have a clean environment. The same way we have to keep all the necessary things according to our Gita, keep them far distance. Keep all the necessary things far distance, so that we have a peaceful environment to chant the holy name. We're Tulsi Devi, the devotees who are higher than us, invoking all the sadhu acharyas' presence, can chant with them. Yes, in the mind, even if we are not in Vrindavan, you can select the favorite place in Vrindavan in your mind and sit there and do your job. Provided a good attitude, you create it. In this way, the name will show compassion. The holy name, the sadhus, Krishna, they work together. It's a team. They work together. Does it make sense?
Yes, Master. Thank you, Maharaj.
Something else you can take?
You said you will take further on pure name today.
Yes, this is part of it. And I was thinking about it. So this is a foundation for entering into the pure name. This is a foundation. If this foundation is established successfully, we are ready in the pure name. We are ready there. A name will descend. We'll be introduced into chanting the holy name. And we'll take it from there to any level, to Bhava name, and then to Prema. Question from anyone else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, sometime because of some services, our body becomes fatigued. Like some late night, suppose, or sometime we have got earlier. So then the chanting time, our body feels quite fatigued, tired. So we are trying. Of course, we don't go and take rest. But still, that enthusiasm is not there. and like body pains. It's like, you know, mind also is fatigue. So what should we do that time, Maharaj?
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura, he mentioned one of the distractions in chanting is to give up the name while chanting, to give up the name to go and do something. Because the body is disturbing. Okay, let me drop it, go and take rest so I can be refreshed, so come and chant. But in Atukoda, I spoke about this. A part of the distractions, which is offense to the name, it's a disrespect to the name. So I was mentioning before that while we are doing everything we have to do, we should be very conscious of our tomorrow japa. How my job is going to be tomorrow. We have to plan it today before tomorrow. So, if we are conscious of this, we'll know how to make our program not to extend too late. And tomorrow morning, the job will be affected because when we wake early to chant, the body will start reacting to it. But if that happens, we should consider it as a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. When we make sacrifice, things becomes, so it becomes, sacrifice, making pure sacrifice, pure, purity. Sacrifice. What is sacrifice? Instead of sitting down to chant and the body reacting that I'm weak, you should not sit down to chant, you should stand up to chant. Even the body is still disturbed, you should walk around and chant. You should walk, 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 walk. The best way to chant is to sit down. Concentration is better when you sit. But how best is concentration when the body is reacting negatively while sitting? So take the second option. Our intention is to make sure we chant. Therefore, we make effort. Do not sit down to chant, stand up. And we, by Krishna's mercy, our Acharya's mercy, we have big temple rooms, big facility. One day I was sitting down and I fell asleep. So Gurudev called me, Parikshit. So I said, yes, Gurudev. So he said, you are temple president in this place. See how big your temple room is. Why do you select a small corner to sit down and sleep instead of using the whole place to chant? Say Hare Krishna. I never sit down to do japa again. I never sit down to do japa from that day to tomorrow. My japa is always standing. Why? I sleep less. Eat less. And I walk throughout the whole day. So the body will be weak. Therefore, use of intelligence. You will not sit down. Use the whole big place to chant. So you have a big temple room. Use a whole big room to chant japa. Go around the whole with chanting japa. Attentively. So the purpose of having a big temple room or big facility will be fulfilled. And even though this room is small, I don't sit, so I walk here. I still walk here. Is it not? Yes. Anyway. And we don't know what we are doing. We don't know what we are doing. When you are working, don't think that Prabhupada didn't know what he was doing when he's always working. And Prabhupada also does japa working. It is, apart from the chanting of the holy name, it is keeping your body in a good state. I didn't know that what I was doing, it is helping in many ways. But when I went, it is same with that when I went to hospice there to do checkup. So after the checkup, the doctors told me, what do you do? I didn't tell them. I kept quiet because I didn't want to tell them also. I just kept quiet. I didn't tell them anything. They look at up the report. After you finish, everything is correct. What do you do? I didn't tell them. It is working. Yes. That's what I do. It is working. So it helps in your job. It will also help you in your health. So you should work and chant. Don't sit down. So even the body is feeling weak, then, which is normal. We shouldn't be surprised that the body is feeling weak. We shouldn't be surprised. Because it's a material body. It will feel weak. From exhaustion. Stand, walk, and chant. Make effort to chant. Christian sees that endeavor we are making, it will give blessing. The name, also consider, he is making endeavor to take my shelter. Let me extend the mercy. This is our business, so we have to use everything necessary to accomplish the goal. Everything. Is it that? All right.
Thank you, Manas.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Maharaj, how to understand that holy name is reciprocating with us?
How can we see that the name is reciprocating? Very good question. First of all, philosophically, no action goes without reaction. It's philosophy. Is it not? Every action has reaction. So if it is true that every action there is a reaction, what about the name, who is a person? Not just a person, the supreme person, who is our supreme friend, our best well-wisher. How will he just overlook? He will not overlook us. He will respond to our endeavor to take his shelter. And he's doing that. So how do we know that the name is responding, is helping us? If you don't chant for one day, then you know how powerful the name is. If you don't chant for one day, then you see the reaction. You see how your mind will tell you, how the mind is going to act. Immediately you know, oh, something is going on. I have missed something. Those who are making advancement, you always feel this. When you wake up in the morning, you feel restless until you finish a job. It means what? The name is working. Right? The name is working because there are things which we are very attracted to, which were our favorite those days. But this day doesn't make any sense to us. We don't have taste for them again. Now they are like rubbish. And you'll be ashamed. When you remember, you'll be ashamed. How was I doing this thing before? Such an abomination. His name is working. You not feel the same. Just like a devotee is making advancement. The moment you take something which is not offered to Krishna, if you react in a body, this is my own situation. Immediately, anything which is not Krishna conscious, if it comes to my into me, immediately to react. I will see that, oh, something's wrong. And what is it? This nonsense. Immediately. So the name is working. We don't have the same taste again for sense gratification. We don't have the same attraction for sense gratification. We don't have the same reaction to many things which we are addicted or attached to. The anger is reducing, not the same again. One day, I mentioned it before, one devotee, my friend, was telling me, Prabhu, can you see that? Can you see that I'm making advancement? Can you see? What this devotee did to me now before I would have broke his head. But can you see that? Can you see that I'm just peaceful? I'm smiling? Is it not advancement? I said, Prabhu, that's advancement. So please continue. You can see that, yes, something is happening. Something is happening. So philosophically, something is happening. And physically, spiritually, you can see that if you don't chant one day, you'll be miserable. You feel very bad. Something terrible has happened to you. What has happened? Never chant. Except someone who don't recognize it. Someone who is grossly offensive to the name. He may not feel much. But one who is trying his or her best to chant, you feel it. Immediately you feel that something is missing. There's something which we have missed. And what is that? Chanting. There is a saying that a cow does not know the value of its tail until it loses it. So we will know that the value of association with devotees when we are out. And we'll see all the... And then in that situation, when you see the most whimsical devotee around you, you will value that. You immediately be very happy. At least you have seen someone who is a devotee. But in the temple, you are this nonsense person. But in the situation where you don't have any association with a devotee at all, it will be the most precious thing for your life. Why? You see, your practice is working. The japa is working. The sadhana is working. So nothing goes for nothing. Everything has a corresponding reaction. Everything. Is it true?
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you very much.
All right.
Tell us how to continue to chant.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the enlightening discussions. Maharaj, I wanted to ask that, as you were telling in the beginning of the discussion today, that we need to fix our mind at a particular place, we are meditating, that we are there, at a particular form of the deity or maybe the written name, as Prabhuji was mentioning. My question was that, Maharaj, that as I tried and my practice, because I'm not so pure, it remains for a few microseconds, moments, and then I'm again in my bodily consciousness. So how to retain that for a long period of time, that consciousness of being present in a dham or being able to see the home or see the form of, how to retain it for a sufficient period of time.
Prabhu, that is
that is possible. I mentioned before, it is possible for one to have it permanently, constantly, only at the stage of perfection. Before then, it will fluctuate. So any person that is fixed on that continuously, that means you are now a perfect, a pure devotee. Otherwise, we have to struggle. Sometimes it comes, sometimes it doesn't come. But we should continue to put effort. We'll continue to put effort. This is what we should do. Put effort. Sincere effort. Then the Christian mercy comes. So we have to invoke that Christian mercy to come. It will take some time. But we should not be discouraged. That is not permanent. The time for permanence will come in due course of time. So let us anticipate that time to come by putting more effort into what we are practicing. And then it will come. When it will come. When all the place will be so that it will come. It is coming. So be patient. Rupa Goswami told us to be patient. But we should continue with our effort. We should continue with our endeavor. And then to get there by their mercy. That is why we have to constantly pray. Pray means that we are presenting ourselves before them. Let them see what we are. They can know exactly what to do with us and give us that desired result. Yes,
Prabhu. Maharaj, our NVCC devotees have questions. Haribol, you can take the mic here. Yeah.
Yes, go ahead. Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for giving your solution for 2-3 days now. It was very, very helpful. In today's seminar, you said one point, Maharaj, that when we are chanting, we should chant in destitute mood, means in a helpless mood, we should try to chant. So then the chanting becomes, we have heard it also, like when we are feeling dependence and that we are helpless and in the destitute mood, then we take shelter of the holy name also. But in general, what happens ki the life, we are not able to perceive the difficulty so much because things are very comfortable. So then we tend to become very casual and not become dependent, able to take shelter of Lord. So how to feel that destitute desperateness even in the comfortable situations in general to take the shelter of holy name and make our japa effective?
Presently, we have comfortable situations. Therefore, we don't feel that that need of depending or surrendering to the Lord. So it's affecting our job. So how do we develop that? In a situation like that, we should know. That's why we should hear. We should know that we are not getting the mercy of the Lord. We are not getting. We have all come here to get the mercy. But now we are not getting. So the Lord has presented all material facility, comfortable material situation to us. And we are being fascinated by this. And we are not making any tangible sacrifice to become successful in Krishna consciousness. So we should consider ourselves as being bereft of Krishna's mercy. We're not getting Krishna mercy. We cannot make advancement at peaceful time. Advancement cannot be at peaceful time. You don't understand who is our best friend when everything is flourishing around 100%. You can't know. You know only when things are reversed. Everybody will run away from you. The moment your situation changes, everything will change automatically. Yes. All your so-called friends, the moment you ring bell, they're there with a folded hand to serve you. When they have no more salary, everyone is gone. So a devotee should consider himself or herself unfortunate. if we have so many facilities that we don't push ourselves in our Christian consciousness, it's a misfortune. People should pray, Krishna, please put me in a situation where I can get your mercy. Put me in a situation where I will get your mercy. Don't put me in a situation where I will be bereft of your mercy. The mercy comes when we have full focus on Krishna. We cannot have those focus when we are surrounded by wonderful material facilities that are affecting our practice. Instead of thinking about Krishna, we feel very comfortable. Yeah, I have everything. Healthy body, young body, nice facilities, powerful prasadam. Eat at any time you want. The devotees in the past, with the proper disciples and some of us who joined soon after that. Why the proper disciples, they make fast advancement? Why did they make fast advancement? Because we saw this from the beginning. Full dedication to Guru's instruction, no interpretation. Right? That was our mood. Full dedication to Guru's. Whatever is said, we are ready for it. No interpretation. We follow it fully. Second, we don't have all the wonderful facilities. There were no bed. The time we joined the movement, no bed. For you to sleep on bed, that was Maya. I never even once they thought that we're going to sit on the chair again for this lifetime. Those who sit on the chair, that is considered my taboo. You're supposed to sit on the floor with folded legs on the chair. Those days, nobody thought of that. Sit on the chair, you're in Maya. To eat prasadam more than two times, you're in Maya. So we have a language, SG. Everybody will label you SG. SG means? Sense gratification. That's a level. You get automatically. So there was simple life. Prasadam two times, morning and evening. Nothing in between. And then you're in the street, preaching and concentrating, preaching. You're focusing how many books are going to dispute. When I'm going to get back to temple to be the program. That was the focus. No, nobody remember home at that time until we get back to the temple. This day we have Maha Prasadam, Maha, in between, so many things in between, and constant drinking of water and juices. Some devotees, as soon as they wake up in the morning, drinking water, buttermilk, milk, something, then some fruit, yes, then going to go for prasadam after the water class, then going to eat in the afternoon again, then going to eat in the night again, then milk or then go to bed. Your advancement, I'm telling you the truth, you can quote me anywhere, or can crucify me anywhere, whatever you want. Your advancement will be very slow. I'm telling you, the advancement will be very slow. So if you see ourselves in a situation like this, we should pray, Krishna. We don't pray that Krishna should give us let our temple become very poor. We shouldn't pray like that, but we should know that we are not making tangible advancement in a situation like this. So she will pray to Krishna, put me in a situation where I will make advancement. Put me in a situation where I'll be close to you. Put me in a situation where I can do what pleases you the most. So you can be able to direct me. I know you sit in the hand, so you can communicate with us. And we have been communicating. Let me be one of those whom you are communicating, directing and guiding and showing what you really want us to do. Not what I want to do, but what you want me to do. So pray constantly. All right?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Dandot Pranam. Your last 3 day lectures were inspirational and giving a lot of hope for me. And also you cover the part of protection, how to protect ourselves from the distraction. So I am really grateful to you for bringing us back to the basic, chanting the holy name. That is the essence given by the Acharya. And the same thing we are hearing from you with very firm conviction. And also grateful to Radhesham Prabhu for giving this opportunity, arranging this seminar by you. So my question is, how I can intensify my prayerful mood to follow the instruction, whatever you given in this three-day seminars. How can I intensify my prayerful mood and practice of means focusing on the holy name?
Okay, thank you very much for
everything begins from practice. We are trained to personally write a letter to the spiritual master. You may not physically post it, you can give it to him in his picture, you can write to Krishna and give to Krishna his feet, expressing our willingness to surrender, expressing our desire to be a good devotee, but it cannot be possible without his mercy. We express all these feelings, our desire to become a good devotee, which is not possible by our own strength, and we need the mercy. When we continue to express this, we should be conscious before Krishna consciousness. And do what it means. That we every day we live our Krishna conscious life consciously. Means what? We should know that I'm here for Krishna, and how am I living my Krishna conscious life? How much am I connected with Krishna, with the spiritual master? How much am I connected with this process? This should be our focus every day. We think about this. We can write, we can pray. In everything that we want to do, we pray for potency, for the blessing, for the strength to do everything. When we make this regularly, and it will become our habit one day. It begins from praying, by doing it. So let us start doing it by knowing the importance. If we just remain floating devotee, or let us say, space out. This is what the word devotee is. Space out. Space out means that I'm not conscious of being connected with Krishna, being connected with the spiritual master. I'm not reading so much. I'm not hearing so much. I'm not doing my service with a deep concentration, with absorption. So we should remember all this, we should be conscious of all this. And then it will become very meaningful. It will become our daily practice. Our daily practice now is our life. And that is how Krishna consciousness comes. All right.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for a wonderful class, Maharaj. Some pointers gave a lot of hope to me, especially the points on how this chanting is based not on my personal strength but cultivating service to the spiritual master, surrender to spiritual master without motivation and envy, and also the prayerful mood, the details you shared, Maharaj, on regularly cultivating it. I had a question from one of the devotees here. The question he has is, sometimes attentive chanting takes for me 8 to 9 minutes per round, and sometimes even distracted chanting takes the same amount of time or maybe even less. So can is attentive chanting with slowness, is slow chanting okay when it is being done attentively? Is it a right symptom? So, slow chanting, is it a right symptom of attentive chanting?
If you can pronounce the word clearly, the whole complete 16 word clearly and hear them, and it takes you 9 minutes, that is okay. It's not bad. After all, where are we running to? Krishna has given 24 hours. How many hours do we spend for Krishna? And he can take it anytime he likes without question. So we should be conscious of this. The person who has given me everything, and if I use everything for him, it's for whose benefit? It's for my own benefit. Therefore, because I have to do something which is wonderful, I should do it in the best way. Therefore, we should put our time there. If it takes you 9 minutes to chant it nicely and hear it nicely, please do it. That is very good for us. So we don't have to waste other time for something which is not beneficial. At least we have done something which is very, very useful in our Christian consciousness. And you see, when one person becomes a pure devotee, you know what has happened? The whole world will benefit from it. The whole world will be affected by it. How many Prabhupada we had? Two? Three? One. But he affected the whole world. The demons are affecting the whole world. With bhakti? Oh, with anxiety. The pure devotee is affecting the whole world with Krishna consciousness, the holy name of Krishna, with Krishna philosophy, attention to Krishna, relationship, is establishing our connection back to our Supreme Lord, the Supreme Origin of everything. This is what we should do. So whatever it will take us to get to this, we should be ready to do it without regret. We should do it. Chant attentively. So if it is 10 minutes, okay. Problem. If it is 9 minutes, okay. If it is 8 minutes, okay. But let us do it nicely. Free from calculation. You shouldn't measure Krishna. Don't measure Krishna. Or 10 minutes for 1 minute. 15 minutes for 1 minute. If it's 15 minutes, it means we are sleeping. If it is 5 minutes, these are too fast. I'm missing some words. If it is 7.5, 7, 8 minutes, it's good. Perfect. That's perfect. So let us do it. All right.
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj. Based on this, I had also a personal question, Maharaj. I have heard from many superiors the importance of completing our rounds by 7:30, so that rest of the day we can serve well. So, but I, on a personal basis, I find it a challenge. Based on my chanting speed, my health concerns, and many things, I struggle to rise up in the morning. So I find it difficult. And as the time passes by, Bhagavatam ends, and then we have other schedule, the day starts, then it doesn't, I don't find it suitable to chant at that time. So I am in this struggle, and I sometimes feel little frustrated also. So if you could share some guidance, Maharaj.
Yes, we shouldn't allow frustration to come inside. Let us just be just a sincere devotee. What I mean is, okay, we have a health problem, so we'll not be able to work as early as possible to complete our job before 7:30. And then after that, there will be Bhagavatam class and prasadam and other things come, and then other services come. We mentioned from the beginning that we should plan our chanting tomorrow from today. We should arrange for how our japa is going to be tomorrow. So if we take this into practice, it will help us. If you don't plan, nothing is going to work perfectly without planning. To have a wonderful result for everything we do requires planning. So as we plan other things, we should plan our job very nicely. We should also plan our Krishna consciousness. So if you cannot complete it by 7:30, I said it's my duty to push. It's my duty. It's my duty to push, but not to break, but to push. That's my duty. So if you don't finish by 7:30, don't worry. You should complete it all the time. But you make sure you complete it. And it shouldn't become a regular thing. If it's regular, it means that we are dragging japa. Dragging our japa means that we are not conscious of what we're to do, or we don't know the importance of what you're doing. Not necessarily, not only our health issue. It is also a problem with the mind. So, I told one devotee, if you are very, very sick, don't eat. Any sickness which will make you to eat, that means you can attend Magadhati, you can attend class, you can do your job. So a sickness which is not keeping you in the hospital, in the house, you can chant your job. You can attend program. You can do some service. Because you see, most of these things are come from the mind. If the mind is absorbed in something else, you won't feel the body as such. If we want to make experiment, gross experiment, when the mind has convinced you that you're very sick, and I'm so sick that I can die now. Let someone come and say, fire, 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 fire. You'll be the first person to get out of that house. Where is the sickness? It's the mind. You'll be the first person to get out of that house. But the mind has deceived us that we are so sick that we're going to die now. It's the mind. So let us start planning our Krishna consciousness. And we'll see everything will start working in a better way. We have been talking about Krishna knows our intention. Our intention, the intention behind everything we do. Let's put our thing before Krishna and see a miracle Krishna will perform within us. Does it make sense?
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you very much.
All right.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you very much for your continuous association. Maharaj, I heard from one of our brahmachari who got more association with you, Tirtharaj Prabhu, that in your life you followed three things. One thing is eating less and sleeping less and doing prajalpa less. So can you please elaborate on these three things more?
Well, I am very sinful. I have a sinful background. Therefore, with a little philosophy of Krishna consciousness, I know that the to support my practice so I can come up a bit is to reduce the demands of the body. From the scriptures, this is very clear from the scriptures and from acharyas. We are too much on the bodily platform, and that has a serious effect in our Christian consciousness. What is the purpose of Ekadasi? What is this for? To help us reduce the demands of the body and increase our spiritual demands. The same way with others, Janmasthami and other things. These days are here to help us reduce the demands of the body. This day we hear more about Krishna, we chant more about Krishna, we do more about Krishna. Those days, for days like that. So, if something is good, why do we limit it? If Janmasthami is good, why do we do Janmasthami only once, one day in a year? Why not every day? If something is good, why not every day? The Christians, they will not eat meat. This is Roman Catholic. We don't eat meat once a year. So I was asking, this is one of my problems with the Christianity. See, why we don't eat meat? Oh, this is a holy day. It's a good day. The day of Jesus. So you're not good to do this. So is it good to do sin all the time? So if it is not good, then it's not good for all this. And then I saw Christian consciousness is a very perfect answer to that. That yes, it's not good for life. It's not good at all. So we stop it. That's why I reduce the demands of the body. So I can have time to read more. The time I will spend it for eating, for sleeping. My job is completed before 70. Then I can attend to so many issues with devotees, management, reading, other activities. See, you see that you have a lot of time when you eat less and you sleep less. I have more time for more special things. This is my understanding, a little understanding about Krishna. Yes, I'm doing this, and I'm doing it deliberately. I'm doing it deliberately because I see that there is benefit for me, what I'm doing. There's benefit. 3 years ago, in the one Kartik, 4 years ago, I was desiring this year. I'm not going to do this fasting I'm doing. I'm not going to do it. I've not seen anything that I say tangible result that is good for me. I'm not going to do it. I've been doing all this thing, but I've not seen anything. I've not become a pure devotee yet. I'm not going to do it. I was thinking like that. And now I have convinced myself this year I'm not going to follow anything. I'll do normal things, no austerity. I've been doing it for years. So this, I've not seen anything, so I'm not going to do it. So every day I'm convincing myself like that. This year, no. But 3 days before the day, but 3 days. Just 3 days. Then I got a voice. Yes, you have not gotten anything, but we want you to do as you'll be doing. Do you understand? Then I changed my mind. I did what I've been doing. So I'm fixed in my vows that I'm going to do like this. And when I don't do it, it's going to be heavy consequences. Heavy consequences. This is my life. I will continue with what I'm doing. What is the use of taking too much care of this body? Are you going to finish? Very soon it will finish. Why don't you take care of the real thing, the spiritual? This is my own little understanding. Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, we have 3-4 questions more.
So, Maharaj, we have received 3-4 questions. One question is, Maharaj, is it okay if we can take more questions?
It's okay, we're here.
Thank you, Maharaj. So, first question is, we heard that few sannyasis, because of their previous yogic background, take only 5 minutes for each round. Is that possible for few only or others also?
Consciousness is possible for everyone. Provided you, it's your desire and you are working towards it, you get it. This is Krishna consciousness. It's not limited to anybody. Whoever desires that, whoever is working towards that, we are begging for any situation to make us become Krishna conscious. Krishna must make arrangement. So it is open for everyone.
The second question is, Maharaj, that you mentioned that one makes advancement during the times of difficulty. So, but sometimes our health is not good. Then at that time we find difficulty in doing service, chanting, or even hearing and reading nicely. So what is that thing by which we will advance in difficult time?
Well, our health is not good. So the mind is, it is the state of the mind. The mind is the one deceiving us. We are very sick and we are eating nicely. We are sleeping nicely. Why not chant also nicely? Why not you hear? We're already doing everything. Why not japa also? What is wrong with the japa? The main thing. Why we should avoid the main thing and do other things, which is not necessary. This is how the mind tricks us. We should try to understand that maybe we are thinking that the Maya is going to come from where? From Japan or from London? Maya is going to come from somewhere to come, and so we are waiting for that day Maya is going to come. It's a big mistake. Maya is always present. And everything that is going on with us, we should know Krishna is arranging everything to see where we are. Please, let us try to understand this. We don't see it, but this is what is happening. That everything which is going on in our life, Krishna has arranged them for us to check where we are. Because of our condition, we don't see, but I'm telling you, this is what is happening. If you change our mindset, we change our attitude to be able to see, Krishna, what is the lesson in the present situation for me to learn? If you consciously ask Krishna this, we'll see how Krishna is going to respond in a very wonderful way. Be surprised to get to understand how Krishna is waiting and always making effort to get us connected back with him. All right.
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj. Third question is, Maharaj, how to maintain balance between lecture hearing, book reading, and with the chanting of the holy names? Sometimes I do more chanting, but not on book reading or lecture hearing, or else both chanting and book reading. Which is to be given? Means, are these to be given equal importance? Hearing, chanting, book reading.
First of all, we have finished our job. First, primarily, that is fixed. Finish our job. Then, within the day, we should find a way to read something. Already, we have had one and a half hours lecture in the morning. So at least we had something. Then we find the time to read. Even if you don't have 2 hours to read, don't have 1 hour to read, you should find 30 minutes to read every day, 20 minutes to read. We must read something. Chinakara Pandit said, at least you must read one word, just one word. Shri, at least. Shri Bhagavan Vasudeva, one sentence, at least. At least you must read something. It's very, very important for human beings. Otherwise, Chinakara Pandit's recommendation is that the whole Bhagavad Gita every day. Every human being. If you cannot, then half. If you cannot, then one quarter. If you cannot, then at least one shloka. Even if you've done one word. So we should do that. We should make endeavor. Try to read something. And if we are in a situation that we don't have much time to read more, then we should select some certain thing we want to read. This will help. I want to read something about anger. So select those things and read something about that, even if you want slow. Okay, I want to read something about lust. So you just select that and then read something about it. I want to read something about envy. You select that. Just select some things from this, from the scriptures and don't read that for some time. And you see, everything will be entering, everything. The more we read and we read prayerfully, prayerful reading, it gets us connected with other acharyas. And devotees who are also worrying about, oh, I don't have association. This will finish this having association issue. Because by reading attentively, prayerfully, we have association with Prabhupada, we have association with other acharyas, we have association with Krishna, we have association with the Holy Name.
Thank you, Maharaj. It was very helpful. And there is last question. Thank you, Maharaj, for a wonderful class. Maharaj, can you please share the reference where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that it is offense if we take rest while chanting or if we are very tired?
It's Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I was saying Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned that. And it's in Harinam Chintamani.
Yes, you see it in Harinam Chintamani. So you can read it, you find it. He's talking about distractions, different levels of distractions. Giving up chanting to go and sleep because of so many reasons. Then he come back again to come and chant. He said it's laziness. So he mentioned laziness, mentioned distractions, mentioned. All right. By the way, you find it Adam Chintami, so you can read it. Thank you. Your question. There is one question from here.
Yeah, it's not about bhakti. It's not bhakti.
Okay, a question about bhakti.
Yeah. Can I ask for it?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. So, Prabhupada ki jai.
Maharaj, we want to thank you on behalf of both the temples in Pune. last 3 days. I mean, you have been, I feel that especially the attitude of surrender and the attitude of begging the Lord for the holy name, and also the nature of the holy name and the Lord and how the holy name responds, very, very confidential things you shared with us, and also how the mind is very tricky and how the mind cheats us with in comfortable situation. And actually, it was very interesting hearing you, this last point, which I liked very much. When we are sick, we don't compromise on eating and sleeping. Mind does it very well. When it comes to chanting, mind is frowning or cynical, you know. So, how you have always, explained very nicely about the nature of the mind to escape austerities. And it was very nice hearing you, because you are not only speaking it, you are practicing it so deeply. And it was very, very valuable for us to get many pearls of wisdom from you, Maharaj. Now we will munch it and ruminate it and digest these principles and apply it in our life. And we're looking forward to having you like this time to time. We will connect with you, and maybe if lockdown is over, we can invite you to Pune also, Maharaj. Thank you so much, Maharaj. His name is Bhaktidev Damodar Swami Maharaj ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.
The things we discussed, I didn't, it's not from the book. The thing we discussed is a personal experience in our practice. So it's not something from the book. But as we practice every day, we should see the result of what we do. And when the sages met in Sutta Goswami, they asked him to not to give them the teachings he got from their spiritual masters. They asked him, give us your realization. This is our system. Well, that is why to get from the sadhus is important. A teacher who is teaching from the book is not so potent. A teacher teaching from experience is important because he's sharing realization, something which you have experienced, which is happening and is working in your life. When you give that conviction to people, it has a very powerful cleansing effect in the mind or the heart of those who hear. So we try to share this with all of you happily, and we pray that Prabhupada, our charis, they will continue to help us so we can improve our Christian consciousness and become successful. Thank you very much, Prabhu, for giving us the chance to associate with all of you. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.